February 20th, 1976. Make a coffin of pine for that sweetheart of mine. Where they cut down the old pine. Listen, I know some lyrics to that would curl your hair, buddy. If you want to know some real lyrics to, for example, You Are My Sunshine, the real lyrics. Send your name and address to The Other Side, care of this station. Or send your name and address to Whoopi, in care of this station. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. Come on, what's the rest of it? That's right, you do know. Right? All right, do you know this one? Now, this is a classic one. When they cut down the old pine tree and they hauled it away to the mill to make a coffin of pine for that sweetheart of mine. When they cut down the old pine tree. Now there's other lyrics to follow that. When they describe in more detail the pine tree, the coffin, the sweetheart. And there's one lyric that implies, all right, I'll tell you. When they cut down the old pine tree and they hauled it away to the mill. I better not. Probably. See, at that point, it goes very much off the conventional lyrics. And it describes in intimate detail about how they made this wooden leg for this girl. And, and this guy was, oh, Jesse, it's just bad news. Which reminds me, tonight, for those of you who are into C&W music, you must understand that C&W, in very much in common with blues, you know, the real Delta blues, deals with problems in real life, theoretically, right? I mean, you know, like being in a slam, having bad times with one of the big hits currently, of course, deals with Sing Me Another. Somebody done somebody else wrong song. Well, now, that's the whole point of much of C&W and blues, is somebody done somebody wrong. Now, speaking of C&W, I'll sing a couple of words here, see if you recognize it. Now, this is not precisely C&W, but it's the same basic, let's say, dealing with life situation. Now, many of the C&W songs, you know, dealt with popular heroes of the day, too. For example, how about this? I'd pop by the sailor man. Did you ever hear the tune? I'd pop by the sailor man. Now, what else? Where does it go from there? La da 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 dee 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 dee. I'd pop by the sailor. There are at least 15 million obscene variations of that particular tune. Now, I, having worked with a lot of C&W guys in my checkered past, I have to tell some of you people there are obscene variations that the C&W guys sing of almost all your great classics, including Let the Circle Be Unbroken. I've heard some lyrics to Let the Circle Be Unbroken that would fry the Polaroid coating off your sunglasses, buddy. Now, as you know, all C&W songs are supposed to deal with real life, right? Okay. Now, I can just... oh, by the way, there's a great character in Mary Hartman, this PBS soap opera. It's obviously a takeoff on who? Who's the girl it's a takeoff on? Come on, Loretta Lynn. Right. With little touches of Dolly Parton thrown in for good measure. And I like it when she said, I want to thank all of you for listening to my little songs here tonight. And I got a tune that I wrote for my mother. And and I hope you like it. Here's a classical example of a C&W situation. You know, a lot of C&W guys don't write songs. This may disillusion you. A lot of C&W guys, in fact, very few of them write songs out of their own experiences. Although most people think, this guy must have really had a girl, gave him this bad time. See, so he wrote this song about it, right? Well, actually, it's usually the other way around. If you know any C&W guys, they're the ones that are giving the girls the bad times. But it ain't the other way, see. So, nevertheless, they get a lot of their ideas out of newspapers. Would you believe it? Oh, yeah. You know, they read the paper about some waitress named Betty who got shot and holed up. And, some bad guy come in there and held up the Route 3 diner or the Golden Eagle Bar and Grill. And Betty was back there, and she got shot. And then you write a song about that, you know, the night these bad guys come into the Golden Eagle Bar and Grill. And poor little Betty was behind the bar there. And you could write this. You can see the whole song. You can already see it in your mind. Well, now, I will award a brass signet key with bronze oak leaf palm. We're going to have a contest here now. See if you can write your own C&W song, right? I'll give you the situation, okay? And it's a real situation. It happened in Los Angeles. You ready? Okay. I will read you the quote from the paper, and you create your own C&W thing, and it will be based on real life. By the way, you can also base a one-act Ionesco-type drama of the absurd comedy on this same scene, if you want. Listen to this. Los Angeles. Police are looking for a man who allegedly stole his girlfriend's glass eye and is holding it for a $300 ransom. How do you like that, man? I'll tell you. Have you noticed? I have to agree with women's lib in a lot of ways, man. You just can't imagine a thing that's rottener than that. Absolutely, that is really rotten. I'll tell you. Felicia Williams complained that her boyfriend came to her hotel room demanding money. Police said when she refused, he hit her, grabbed $6 from the dresser, and then picked up her artificial eye, pulled it right out of the left socket, and left. What a scene. He fled, saying he would return the eye for $300, which is what she said it's worth, police said. Now, that is a fantastic scene. Now, there. Now, you can write a song. Now, are you going to write it from the side? You can write it from two different sides, see? If you write it from his side, you write it from his side. See, you done me wrong, so I come and took your glass eye. All right. Or you can write it from her side. See, give it to Loretta Lynn to sing. See, I give you everything I got, honey. I bake all that bread for you, and you come and you stole my glass eye. I don't know where it's ever going to end. Nobody done Jackie Kennedy like that, and why is it always done on me? Okay, so which way would you write it? From her side or from his? Now, you could write it from a third standpoint of a sheriff. See? It says, I heard some sums. I heard some crimes in all my days. I heard them everywhere. I heard the baddest things a man could ever do today. But then that night, I got a call. I got a call on the radio, 10-4, and I walked out. And here he is. See, he's catching this guy at his bar, and he's got this girl's glass eye. Okay, you like that? And he's sitting there at the bar, and he's trying to sell the glass eye to these patrons of the bar when the sheriff walks in. Now, you could see. Now, isn't that a great scene? Okay. All right. Put you in the mood. Just bring it in there, see? See, you could start out, you could say it ain't love, but it's pretty good. Just something comes along. Yeah, I like that glass eye you got.
He was always there each time.
Always there.
I needed you.
Always there every time I needed you, honey.
Holding on to
holding
me.
On. Just
like
on.
I
hold
on to you. We still don't have what you and I
but now if I had my juice off, I'd fall in with these guys. But it ain't bad. It ain't bad.
No, it's not.
It's not love.
Not like ours was.
It's not love, but it ain't down
driving me mad. And I don't have to wonder who he has. No, it's not love, but it's not bad. Sometimes even when you're here and you're still gone.
Hold it there. Hold it there, man. Oh, yeah. You like that, huh? Listen, why don't you... You want me to play more? All right. Why don't you set that thing back there? And what else is on that side? You know, see, it's the thing about C&W. They're... Just listen carefully to this now. Now put it back to the beginning, Sam, and I think you'll agree that this that the lyrics and the attitude of this is far more honest and true to real life than anything, say, Rodgers and Hammerstein ever wrote, or say Cole Porter. Now, how many guys have lived their lives under a situation, or women? They're just men and boys. It's both. That it ain't love, but it ain't bad. Now, doesn't that just about fit almost everybody's situation in one way or another with very subtle variations? Now listen carefully to this lyric here. This is exactly what I mean.
He was always there.
He was always there. Every time I needed, she was always there. Every time I needed you, you know, if he's talking, holding on to me like I held on to her at one time.
We still don't have what you and I.
See, now this is called the rationalization of the hanky panky.
No, it's not love.
It ain't love, but it ain't bad. I say it ain't bad. See, now hold it now. Now, I'll tell you, as an editor, he could have made that lyric far more effective if instead of saying, it's not love, but it's not bad, if he had written, it's not love, but it ain't bad. See how much more effective the use of the word ain't is in there. Now, I'm telling you, as an editor, Merle, listen carefully. Play it over again there. Now, let's check those lyrics. Let's hear it again.
It's not love. It keeps love from driving me mad. And I don't have to wonder.
Now here he goes.
No, it's not love.
But it's not bad. Now that's it. He said it, but it ain't bad.
I turn to her when you leave me alone.
Now, this is the other side of the Julie Andrews
sometimes
coin.
Even when you're here and you're still gone.
Okay, hold on there. What else? What else is on that side? I want to give you a brief course here in C&W lyrics. This is WOR New York. And before we go any further, let's have a brief moment here for commercial time, and then we'll be back with more epics of of boarding houses and the rooming houses and the bad news diners of all life in the great, vast American night. Right, right. Here we're back again here. All right, now, let's hear this the side you got up there. Now, listen carefully now. Lyrics of C&W music generally deal with defeat. They also rationalize human failings at all times. So listen carefully. What's this one? Let's just put it on. I don't know what it is. Just lay it on me here.
I wonder what you'll think
about me leaving. How many guys have thought that?
I wish I could be there hidden.
If she cries. He wants to watch her cry, that bum.
Cause leaving really won't be worth it. My trouble
if she don't cry.
If I can't see them teardrops.
In other words, this guy's looking for revenge, buddy. He don't want to leave. He wants to.
I wonder what you'll think about me leaving. I wish I could see her standing there
all alone waiting for that bus that never comes.
If she hurts,
I want her to yell and holler, kick off her shoes and scream.
I wonder if she'll even.
No, I'm gone.
Gone.
How do you like that? Now he's a little worried. He's afraid she won't even know he's left. I mean, with all them other cool cats she's got coming around, all them dudes that come up on Saturday night, will she ever know that Merle's gone? He don't know. I wonder what she'll do when I'm gone. Will she cry? Will she weep? And kick off them shoes? Will she go out and tie one on? Cause I'm gone. Will she walk the lonely walls and all the lonely floors of dreams?
But still, I'd like to know
if I'm wrong. Cause on the other hand, she may go out with Fred or Harry, Charlie and Fatso. And not even know that I'm gone. What the hell is my life all about? I say it ain't worth a damn. Nothing ever works out in my life. I want to give it to her now. I bet she'll never care that I'm gone. She'll never know. So tonight, I'm walking out into the night. Now, you see, I wrote parallel lyrics for you there to give you another view of it. Did you like them? All right, now set up another one there. Here we go into the next one here. Now there's a guy. Now look what he's doing. Think what he's doing in those lyrics. Richard Rodgers and Hammerstein, those guys, never could write a lyric like that. He's going to leave her, see? And he wants to see her yell and holler. He's looking for revenge, but he's afraid she won't give a damn anyway.
Started in this committee, come on up and join. He said, I'll tell you what I do, little this bad dog, I'll flip a coin. Richard used some fancy words, Ronnie tried his best to understand. he loved his little Annie, and for her he wanted to be a better man. But of all the things they told him, it seemed that he remembered only one. He said, I guess I'll have to go up there and tell him everything I've done. The Sunday meeting just took up. Ronnie stood outside half dead, dreading what he had to do there and trying hard to get his breath. There didn't seem to be much use to put off what he had to do no more. So he backed way up and took a run, pulled it through the double lobby door. And his eyes began to overflow. Here's the joy of what he saw. The preacher took him by the hand and said, bless you, my boy, hit it off. While every head was bowed in prayer, some women slipped outside as if to pray. Hearing what the Spirit might cause Ronnie and his struggling fans to say. All their fears were justified, the sinful life became an open book. Names like Doris Cunningham, Wanda Webb, even Marlene Cook. Another time the fire began to burn down in the depths of Annie's soul. She turned on Ron and used some words nobody had ever heard her say before. Sometimes we know not what we pray for.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, you like that? Well, all right. Now, you ain't heard the rest now. Now, are you ready with another one in there? Now, listen carefully. So you got to listen to these lyrics, because each one is loaded with all kinds of human disappointment, the suspicion that other people don't give a damn, which we all have from time to time. It also is loaded from time to time with revenge and a belief that his life, almost all of the really good C&W songs, always say that my life is just a total shambles and nobody cares. In fact, that's why they use the term somebody done somebody wrong song. Yeah. Soft and mellow. See? Ba 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 ba.
Everyone. Ba 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 ba.
Now he's going to sing about New York.
Brown in face.
See?
And I'm sure glad that I'm just passing through.
I'm just passing through. This is what they think of New York out there in those graves.
No country forest from Oakland.
Everybody's got a drowning place in New York, and I'm glad I'm just passing through.
Why I'm singing these New York City blues.
Singing the New York City blues.
Now Southern hospitality.
Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba.
You'll find
oh, they walk around
down
and say all the bad things to each other. And they ride on in subways. Hell won't have them.
New York City.
Uh-oh, she's hopping. New York City Blues. Here he goes now. It just gets lonelier all the time.
When you're on the friend, the rotten jug of blues.
Got a rotten jug of blues.
But come daylight.
In the morning.
I'll be out of sight.
I'll be out of sight because I'm flipping.
Lord, I got these.
New York City blues, I say.
Yeah, and Southern hospitality would soon be mine.
started kissing.
Cause I'm going back to the sidewalk with my shoes.
Yeah, sidewalk with my shoes back down there. I got the New York City blues.
Got these news.
I say the New York City blues. Now, I'm going to confess something to you. Maybe you don't know, Sam, but one time in my checkered past, I used to sing with the C&W outfit. And, my type of singing was more a little bit along the lines of Texas Jim Robertson. Remember Texas Jim? All right. And one of the big things that I used to do, now just give the opening line there. I don't really recall all the lyrics. But just give me, play anything. Just play anything. Just give me the intro, and I'll tell you what I used to do. All right, let's go. One time I met a soldier boy, and I took out a deck of cards. I wanted to show him just what I could do with a deck of cards. And I shuffled them, and up come the Queen of Hearts. I said, do you know what the Queen of Hearts stands for?
Understand.
The Queen of Hearts stands for your mother.
I guess some.
And then I shuffle them cards, and up come the Jack of Diamonds. I said, what does the Jack of Diamonds stand for? And the Jack of Diamonds, bring it up there. And then you wind it up, I say, that folks, I want to finish my little story by telling you that that soldier boy was me. La-da, la-da-dee, la-da-dee-da, la-da-dee. Now listen carefully to the lyrics, you know.
She's happy.
She's happy.
Just knowing.
Just knowing.
That someday.
That someday.
I'll change.
I'll change.
That's why my woman.
That's why my woman.
Keeps
loving. You notice? She's happy because she knows that someday he's going to change. He's going to go straight. But he knows it ain't going to happen. That's why he's singing. Ha-da-dee.
My woman.
My woman.
Is guilty.
Is guilty.
Of loving.
Of loving.
Too much.
Too much.
A man who's only
a man, meaning he's a downright scum.
And the memories
are very big in these songs. They always sing about memories and teardrops.
The touch,
that's why
my woman,
keeps loving
her man.
And as I walk down the Sunday streets of my town, I say to myself over and over again, I say, all the memories I stored up from all the days gone.
That's
the only one thing, my woman is wrong.
That's why
my woman keeps loving her man. I say her man. All right. Now, of course, this type of now, see, if you really listen to enough of these things, you can turn out C&W lyrics like just like popcorn. You can just sit there by the hour. Sometimes, you know, I once knew a guy that wrote 142 songs in one day. 142 songs in one day. Now, wait, you ain't heard the rest of it. And roughly 100 of those things were recorded the next day by 5 different groups. 3 of them made the charts 3 days later. One more. Come on. Go on. One more. One more. Sam. Just got a couple of minutes here. I love to listen to these lyrics. This is what they call a walking and dragging rhythm.
I just remembered something.
That I got to do.
The bedroom door needs painting.
And the walls.
They're
Satan, too.
And just like me, six.
Yes, ever so neat, six.
That all takes time.
That all takes time, you see.
And I know I'm not fooling you.
I know that I'm not fooling you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Come
hard to me. There's another guy split. It's all falling apart. The Red's coming to it. He is leaving. I'm checking things once more. And honey, when I'm on that big old U.S. 66 alive, I'll dream and think about the time that I should have done it. Should have done it different. What you need, honey, is a slaying man. Not the kind of man that I am. You need a man that'll paint the doors and pay the rent of time. How do you like that? What you need, I say, my honey, is a staying man. That's not a bad tune. What you need is...